FM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. After a closed-door meeting of Republicans, 62-year-old Tom Emmer of Minnesota emerges as the nominee for Speaker of the House. CBS's Nicole Killian says Emmer is the majority whip and the next best hope to try to head off a prolonged standoff.
Tom Emmer is now the Speaker designate. As you know, on the House floor, he's going to need that 217 magic number to be able to get the gavel. So it's really important that they have a true sense of that before going to the floor.
A third major Trump co-defendant has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in the Georgia election case. CBS's Wendy Gillette says it's a lawyer who once enthusiastically defended Trump.
I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Former Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis delivered a tearful apology to the court as she pleaded guilty to a felony charge related to attempts to overturn the former president's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump.
The former president's in a New York courtroom today for the civil fraud trial against him and his business empire. He called former lawyer Michael Cohen, who's testifying today, a liar and felon. Cohen says he lied on behalf of Trump.
This is not about Donald Trump versus Michael Cohen or Michael Cohen versus Donald Trump. This is about accountability, plain and simple.
The UN says the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is only getting worse as Israel steps up its air attacks against Hamas. CBS's Tony DeCopel spoke with the top Israeli military spokesman, Daniel Hagari.
When these pictures every day show up on people's phones and TVs, of women and children in the rubble, that doesn't help your cause.
This is a tough fight, but it shows the face of Hamas using the Gazans as human shield.
5,000 GM SUV workers in Texas went out on strike today as that UAW labor dispute expands for a second straight day. The off-duty pilot accused of trying to shut off the engines during an Alaska Airlines flight appears in court today. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on 44-year-old Joseph Emerson.
The FBI and local police are still investigating, but so far no clear motive. Emerson is behind bars, expected in court to face those 167 criminal charges,
including 83 counts of attempted murder. 33 states are suing Meta platforms for harming young people's mental health and contributing to a crisis by knowingly designing features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children. Wall Street, the Dow is up 99 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises,
yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars. As far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 25th. The North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will meet at 11 a.m. at the WASA Incubator, Entrepreneurial and Education Center, large meeting room. This meeting is open to the public. Lunch will be provided following the meeting. The Housing Authority of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will hold its regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. in the LEC training room. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the City Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. Among other agenda items, they will be discussing and hearing recommendations regarding operation ordinances for snowmobiles, all-terrain vehicles, and off-road motor vehicles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 68, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 58, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer, engineer, all-around great guy, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board, looking colorful as always. You on the radio and on your Civic Media app together. We are here in hour number two of the big program. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Big shout out to a friend of mine, Carlos Rodriguez, celebrating his birthday today. Worked for me for a couple of different times. Great guy. Now he works for one of the beverage companies in Madison, and he has a dream job. He delivers beer.
Well, yeah, happy birthday, Carlos, and make sure to crack one open for yourself.
So happy birthday, Carlos, if he is listening today. Great guy. And he's a lifter, too. Of course, as you have to be, I think, if you're delivering kegs of beer. But he can lift like 3 Scaramucci's. It's phenomenal. Anyway, happy birthday to Carlos. Hope he is having a great day. Welcome in, everybody, in hour number two. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to ask you, what is worse? A question for you. We began this yesterday, tried it out this week on our new time slot, noon until 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. What's worse? We'll get into that in just a minute. Following the other top stories today, of course, Tom Emmer of Minnesota is the new Republican nominee for Speaker, but now looking over the break, reports from Capitol Hill are he's anywhere between 10 and 20 votes short. Even Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker, saying he doesn't know what's going to happen. And it's looking more and more like Emmer can't get the votes. He's saying he doesn't want to go now to the House floor unless he has the assurance in caucus that he can get there.
Yeah. You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes. You're going to need congressional approval and you don't have the votes.
Where did you find that?
That's a little clip from Hamilton, the musical that Luke Mathers always liked to use when McCarthy was first in limbo for 15 votes. And he just would play that every time.
Fantastic. Well, it's true. They can't appear. Republicans can't govern. They can't find the votes for Speaker. And so now it's just pure chaos. It's unprecedented, right? We've never seen anything like this before. And so we'll see. No word yet on what they're going to do on a speaker. The other big news story of the day, former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleads guilty in the Georgia case. Former Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty earlier today in Georgia, election subversion, and will now cooperate with Fulton County prosecutors, the third guilty plea in the past week. At an unscheduled hearing in Atlanta, Ellis pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and abetting false statements, a felony stemming from the election lies that Ellis and other Donald Trump lawyers peddled to Georgia lawmakers in December of 2020. Ellis was sentenced to 5 years probation. She won't see jail. Also ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution. That's pizza money for her. Ellis delivered a tearful statement to the judge this morning while pleading guilty, disavowing her participation in Trump's unprecedented attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Quote, if I knew then what I knew now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on the experience with deep remorse, Ellis said, her voice breaking at times. Jenna Ellis, the third person this week, or within the last week, to plead guilty, meaning that they have cut a deal with prosecutors and they are going to testify truthfully under oath against Trump. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen, Trump's other personal former attorney, is testifying as we speak against a civil fraud trial. Michael Cohen going after Trump. Trump saying on the way to the courtroom that Michael Cohen, that is, has, quote, a horrible record, unquote. Meanwhile, Cohen called the first time they've been together, I think in 5 years, in this courtroom. He called it, quote, a heck of a reunion, unquote. Cohen's already cut his deal. So again, the dominoes keep falling against Trump here. Now, whether he actually is convicted, whether he sees jail time, that's another thing. And remember, even if he sees jail time, Republicans can, and I believe most likely at this point will, nominate Donald J. Trump as this Republican nominee for president. The cards are already falling, folks. In Iowa, both Nikki Haley as well as Ron DeSantis and now Tim Scott, they're running out of money. Their money's drying up. All the money's going to Trump. Not all, but the majority. And so they're all putting their chips on Iowa. They all feel unless you finish number two, they've already conceded the top spot to Trump in Iowa. And they're basically saying, I have to finish second behind Trump to stay in the race. This is where we're at. But the judicial process moves forward. I'm glad to see it. Glad to see that people are being held accountable. And once some of these people, Ellis and Cohen, all these people that are flipping, they're finding out that this is serious stuff. You either cut a deal or you yourself are going to end up behind bars for a long, long time. We're going to come back, turn the page, ask you what's worse. Take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks, and septic pumping, too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs, with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:15. Welcome back into hour number two. Wait a minute, you say? I just turned it on, Todd. You're on 1 to 3. No, actually, contrary to popular belief, contrary to what you may have heard, starting yesterday, we are now on noon until 2. Noon until 2. And so Matt Flynn comes on after us now from 2 until 4. So great block. We have As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. Then noon until 2 is us. And then 2 until 4 is Matt Flynn. Mike Flynn. Matt Flynn, I know his name. Talked to him last night, as a matter of fact. Matt Flynn Direct will be here 2 until 4 this afternoon. So stay tuned for an expanded version now of Matt Flynn Direct. Let's go to the phone. Before we do what's worse, let's go to the phone lines in La Crosse and listening in up on our brand new station up there in beautiful La Crosse and Granddad's Bluff. Dana from La Crosse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, afternoon, Todd. What a balmy day today.
Eh? I know, right? Fantastic.
Say, the Republicans, they're having a real tough time dealing with what's going on in their party from all sides. Whether it's the House, whether it's Trump, whether it's their policies, they just can't accept it. And so what they have to do is they just have to, you know, rewrite what's going on or just pull stuff right out of their rear. The new narrative now, I heard this morning on the right-wing station here in La Crosse, so any of these Republicans that are not towing the line for Donald Trump, well, they're not even rhinos anymore. Right. Those are actually secret Democrats.
Oh, jeez.
They are calling them secret Democrats. They're not even Republicans.
Well, what are they calling? What are they calling Derek Van Orten, who took a powder and left the country and isn't even voting? Well, what's conservative radio La Crosse saying about Derek Van Orten? I'm just curious.
Well, he's a show favorite, so.
But really, they like a guy who goes AWOL. I find that very interesting.
this host locally, Mike Hayes. Anytime you bring up a point of something about a Republican, his answer is always, "I didn't hear about that. I know nothing about it." So he just plays ignorance. I think he just rolls out of bed and goes right into the studio. He doesn't. They do no prep work because they don't have to. All they have to do is hear the talking points from their shows the day before, and that's what they're going to roll on. They don't really deal in facts. I just thought I'd share that with you. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
that's
Dana.
That's going to be the new narrative.
Thanks, Dana. I appreciate it. Dana La Crosse, appreciate your listenership over there. And of course, WLCX, one of our brand new stations, or at least newer, the Eagle over in La Crosse, 1490 on your AM dial when you're in the beautiful city of La Crosse. I think that's an interesting narrative that conservative radio basically, if you're not all in on Trump, you're a secret, not even a rhino, you're a secret Democrat.
Yeah, you really got to watch out for those secret Democrats. Right? They could be hiding behind any corner.
Could be anywhere. But I think that's an important call because it shows once again that it's this Republican narrative, right? That they just kind of make crap up and then it just perpetuates. It's a lot easier to make things up than it is to actually try to pursue the truth. And I'm not just saying that because that's our show theme or whatever. I was talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago. Look, I'm no Rush Limbaugh at all, you know, as far as my, whether you agreed or disagreed with Rush Limbaugh, he was an enormous talent, like just pure, like a broadcaster. He had a great voice and, you know, It's easy to come in every day and you know, breaking news from the EIB golden microphone. Joe Biden, it's easy to do that. Just to be pompous and arrogant and attack other people and make stuff up, that's easy. It's much more difficult to try to do the research to get the truth and then present it. And again, I'm not saying that that's why we say pursue the truth. Because look, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We try to fess up when we make them. But we're here to try to have a honest dialogue with all of our listeners across the state and get down to where the facts are. And then let you, the voters, make the decision. Because I happen to believe that you don't need me or anybody else with a microphone in front of them telling you how you should vote. I think if we present the facts, you're smart enough to figure that out for yourself. That's always been my way of doing things. But I appreciate the call in La Crosse, and hopefully we'll get up there and do a show in La Crosse very soon. Time now for our brand new segment called What's Worse? Here is today's question. Want you to call in. Had a good callers yesterday. What's worse? George Santos, the Republican congressman
That's
from New York.
That's my answer.
What's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? And here's the context. Apparently, we've reached a point in America where when someone says thank you, instead of saying you're welcome or my pleasure, when you say thank you, people go, of course. Oh, of course. Or my personal one that gets me is thank you very much. Oh, no worries. No worries. It implies that I was worrying you. When I worked in retail, I had to teach particularly younger people when a customer, when a guest would say, oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And younger kids, you know, teenagers or people in their early 20s would go, oh, no worries. I got you. No worries. That's not an acceptable answer. You should say, you're welcome or my pleasure. So what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, or no worries? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, we're having a little bit. This is not serious. This is just lighthearted fun, right? So maybe it's not what's worse, but what annoys you more? What's worse? What annoys you more? George Santos, the congressman from New York, who has lied about nearly every single thing, his name, where he's from, money laundering. And by the way, we haven't heard a lot of George Santos lately, right? He kind of got charged and went away for a while, probably because the House of Representatives is falling apart around him. But is it just me? I mean, I just turned 54. Is it just me that this bothers? Or am I just off the deep end here? When people say, of course, or no worries after you say thank you. 844, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. Ralph in Milwaukee. Ralph, thanks for calling in. What's in your mind?
Hi, Todd. Say, regarding these lawyers who flipped on Trump in the Georgia case, I would like to bring up the point that the testimony that they would be agreeing to give for their plea that they did, and compare it to what was done in the New York case for Trump's business, where the CFO had agreed to certain testimony, but he did not do that when the trial occurred. And
right.
So I'm wondering, what penalty did that man incur for not testifying the way he agreed to in his, I don't know if it was a plea bargain, because I know he did go to jail for a brief time. But these people in Georgia, you know, they could say that they're going to testify against Trump, but that doesn't mean they're going to give the Georgia people what they wanted for evidence.
Well, I would say, a great call, Ralph. I appreciate it. You know, I'd say a couple of things. A, listen to Matt Flynn direct immediately after our show because he's an actual attorney and knows how all the legal stuff works. And as someone who works in government and has a basic understanding of the law, I would say that, but one, there are two different cases, right? The one in New York versus what Fannie Willis has in Georgia. And one's a civil case, the one in New York. And the one in Georgia, and my understanding is that when these people like Jenna Ellis make their plea, they're pleading guilty. And for agreeing to plead guilty and have a lesser ruling against them, to pay a lesser penalty, whether that's not going to jail or shorter probation or a less expensive fine or a combination thereof, in order for them to get that deal to basically not spend time behind bars, they have to agree to testify, and Matt Flynn made this point yesterday, testify honestly. Also, they can't plead the fifth or say, well, I don't remember. I'm not sure. Because basically, again, that's why Fannie Willis is so great in Georgia. And remember, as Matt reminds us, she's not an attorney general. She is a district attorney. And they've already got the goods on these people in Georgia. They've got the evidence. So they're basically going to these defendants like Jenna Ellis and saying, look, here's what we have on you. And of course, she has her attorney with her as well. And with this evidence, here's how we feel. We feel that we have this percentage of a chance to get a conviction on you. And here's what we believe the judge will give us as a sentence. Now, if you don't want that, we'll agree to these terms, which are better for you. But all this stuff that we have on you that involves Trump, you're going to testify under oath that this is true. And if you don't, the deal's off and you're going behind bars. That's my basic understanding here of what's going on. So thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate it down there. We're asking, what's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sherry in Horton, thanks for calling in. What's worse? What say you?
Hi. Definitely George Santos. I teach piano, and many times people have to change their lesson for sports or right. whatever, and I'll say, and they feel kind of guilty that they have to do it, and I'm like, no worries, and then I always say, thank you, or no problem, and, I find a different spot for them.
So, I'm the same way, Sherry. I've done it myself. No,
it depends on the situation. Right. But George Santos doesn't depend on the situation.
That's an excellent point.
Golly, gee whiz.
Excellent
He's
point.
Just like very naughty.
Sherry, appreciate it. Sherry from Horicon calling in. Appreciate it. What's worse, George Santos or people that say, of course, all the time? Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for holding. What say you?
Oh, I totally agree, Santos. Without question. But there's another one that I don't know that drives me crazy, and a lot of political pundits do it. I can't stand hearing it anymore.
What is it?
At the end of the day. At the
right.
At the end of the day, what? Right. At the end of the day, what? It gets dark out? Then it becomes night?
Right. I probably use that once in a while as well, but you're right. We all need to improve that. Dick and Madison, we appreciate your call. Well, at the end of the day, that's the end of our segment. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate you. Back with more news after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sturgeon spearing licenses are available now from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. If you're interested in harvesting a lake sturgeon from Lake Winnebago during the 2024 sturgeon spearing season, you'll need to purchase your license before October 31st. Both residents and non-residents can purchase a license, but you must be at least 12 years old. Mid-State Technical College's Vice President, Dr. Bobby Damrell, appointed to serve on the AACC's Commission on Small and Rural Colleges. Dr. Damrow is the VP of Workforce Development and Community Relations. The American Association of Community Colleges, or AACC, represents more than 1,000 two-year institutions and nearly 12 million students. Dr. Damrow will serve a three-year term on the commission, offering advice and counsel to the AACC on trends and important issues facing small and rural colleges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 68, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 58, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Whatever the mainstream tells him to vote for, because he needs their protection in order not to be expelled.
In order to not go to prison in Brazil.
Exactly.
And let me tell you, five other countries while we're at it. Who even knows what this man has done? Nobody.
And let me tell you, if you ever spent time in prison in Brazil, you don't want to go back. Not that I would know, but so I hear.
People are saying.
That's right. Some people are saying. But appreciate all the calls today or the calls on what's worse. We'll come back in hour number two with a new question for you. By the way, our new clock starts tomorrow. I wonder if we'll get a physical new clock. Wouldn't it be fantastic?
It could be interesting. I mean, I have one right here. It's a sheet of paper says the new time slots.
That's fantastic. I love it. High tech all the way around. Want to get to a little Wisconsin news that broke today. Scott Bauer at the Associated Press, great reporter, great source. Headline, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary resigning after 10 months on the job. Who should be the new speaker? Well, that too. Who should be the new secretary of the Wisconsin DNR? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. From Scott Bauer at the Associated Press, the head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is resigning next week after spending less than a year leading the agency that has been at the forefront of fights over combating water pollution and hunting wolves. Adam Payne sent a letter to Governor Evers on Friday announcing his intention to leave the agency on November 1st. And retire next year. Payne called his departure, quote unquote, bittersweet, but said that in the letter he needed to spend more time with his aging parents and support his wife's role as caregiver. Quote, I also want to spend time with our four young grandchildren and focus more attention on my personal health and well-being, unquote. Payne was appointed by Evers back in December of last year. He began leading the agency in January of this year, according to Evers' spokesperson. She said the governor will move, quote unquote, expeditiously to name a replacement. During Payne's brief tenure, it was marked by efforts in the DNR to fight pollution from forever chemicals known as PFAS or PFOS, as well as the creation of a new wolf management plan. The DNR board was set to vote on Wednesday, as in tomorrow, on the latest plan, which has drawn opposition because it does not set a firm population goal for wolves in the state. And here's the kicker. The state Senate, there's been so much news over the last 14 days, we forget about this. The state Senate of Wisconsin passed a Republican-backed bill last week that takes an alternative approach and requires the agency to set a specific population number for wolves. DNR also working with state lawmakers over how to tackle PFAS pollution. State budget includes $125 million to address the human-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment. But the Republican plan for how to spend the money has drawn opposition from environmental groups and Democrats who say it undermines a state law that gives the DNR authority to hold individuals accountable for pollution. The bill would prohibit the DNR from taking enforcement actions against some landowners. The Senate committee passed the bill, which could come to the full floor for a vote next month. And also don't forget the Senate last week voted to reject or basically fire four of Governor Evers' appointments to the DNR board amid ongoing fights over the wolf hunt and PFAS pollution. Evers quickly named replacements. The Senate has not yet voted on Payne's confirmation itself. But he was able to serve during that interim time. So here's my question. Who should replace Mr. Payne as Secretary of the DNR? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This is a story that has not gotten a lot of attention. What's going on with the DNR and the environment in Wisconsin. But it's going to have a profound effect on each one of us. In our drinking water across the state, Chad Holmes, our colleague of the Chad Holmes Show up at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau every morning from 8 until 10, he's been covering this. The work up there of Mayor Katie Rosenberg, others across central Wisconsin trying to address this, and still it hasn't been totally successful, not because of the efforts, but because this is such a big problem. These PFAS chemicals, these plastic chemicals in our water across Wisconsin, not everywhere, but many places. So that's something we have to address. And then you have this wolf population, which, of course, wolves were reintroduced into the state of Wisconsin by the DNR as a management technique. But now they're, you know, you always knew this was going to happen, right? Between livestock owners and people who want to see the white wolf population restored. There's a balance in nature, right? We learned this from our Native American community, that life is circular. There is a balance. There is an ecosystem. And wolves were a part of that in Wisconsin. Not to have them there put the ecosystem off balance. But again, in a modern world, there should, in my opinion, there should be at least some hunting of wolves, but should we hunt them back to where they're endangered again? No, I don't think so. So who do we put in this position? I have an idea. It would be bold and it would be thoughtful and it'd just be good for everybody. Governor Evers should appoint Republican State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay as the new DNR secretary. Senator Coles is perhaps the last sane Republican in the state Senate. Certainly conservative, but many people don't know this. Rob Coles, very, very early on, years ago, started out as a Democrat. Switched, like many people do, to other parties, but elected as Republican for years. Represents Green Bay. But here's the thing. Rob Coles knows the environment and conservation better than anybody else in the state legislature. Has chaired the Senate DNR committee for years. Environmental committee for years. And is working as we speak in a bipartisan manner with Democrats to try to bring about a bipartisan solution on PFAS. Rob Coles is a reasonable guy. And he's also very thoughtful. And he's respected by his colleagues because he's not crazy. And because he listens to reason. Governor Evers would be smart to take a page out of former Governor Tommy Thompson's playbook. When the conservative Republican became governor, you know what he did? He reached across the aisle and he chose the Democratic majority leader, Tim Cullen, to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He realized that if he brought a noted Democrat into his administration, it wasn't going to change who he was. It wasn't going to change who he believed. Look, Tim Cullen didn't have to do, or Tommy Thompson didn't have to do what Tim Cullen told him. It was the other way around. But Tommy Thompson also wanted different voices. He didn't want to live in an echo chamber. And he realized that Tim Cullen knew a heck of a lot about healthcare. And he got things done. And so Tommy Thompson appointed and the Senate confirmed Tim Cullen as Secretary of Health and Human Services, a Democrat serving in a Republican administration. Tony Evers would be smart, both politically and policy-wise, to name Rob Coles, Republican from Green Bay, as his Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. It's a smart appointment. It's a great political appointment because it would show some bipartisanship from Evers. And also, it'd open up a vacancy for Democrats to maybe pick up another seat. So I'm on the Rob Coles for DNR secretary train. We'll see what Maggie Gow, the chief of staff to Evers, thinks, but that'd be my vote. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Or you could also text on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, now's a great time to do it. Simply download it to your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King calls a deal.
I have a suggestion, actually. There's a recently retired dentist in the Wausau area who might be willing to do this. His name is Fred Pren.
For a minute, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you were serious. Fred Prynne has a lot of time on his hands, yes.
Yes, no. Fred Prynne was the one of the previous people who held this position and is he just stayed in it. Somebody else was appointed and he just said no.
He said, Nope, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here.
But this, and he did.
You're a hunter. I mean, you know, you understand how important Wisconsin's hunting heritage is, our environment, conservation. These are very, very important issues, particularly to rural Wisconsin. And to have all these people fired on the DNR board by Republicans, and then to have the secretary never have been confirmed. Now he's retiring. We need someone with experience watching over Wisconsin's natural resources.
We do. The DNR is not just there to stop people from poaching. They right. do that. That's very important. They're not just here to ruin your fun and stop you from killing animals in your backyard, which, by the way, there's probably a reason they're stopping you from doing that. Right. A lot of good reasons.
Right.
But yeah. There's, as Todd was talking about earlier, there is so much with our environment that we need to carefully manage so that we don't screw it up.
Yeah. So I hope we get a new appointment soon. And again, my vote would be for Rob Coles. Want to end the show. We're going to start this and come back after the break. Take your calls on it. I want to end or wrap up today on the issue of the Israel war and Hamas attacking Israel. And there is a Wisconsin connection to all of this. There's a post last night by Mark Hertling, who is a former a retired soldier. I believe he was a general. Don't quote me on that. But this is a guy who has worn the uniform, has served overseas, and has seen some of what happened was yesterday, the day before, there was a screening in Israel for journalists from all over the world. And these were body cam footage. This was not online. So it wasn't like made up stuff that people or manipulated. These were raw images from Israeli soldiers, from other media, who has credentialed media. And he wrote this. And I want to start this. I want to pick it up on the other side. He says, this afternoon, I had a conversation with a very savvy Jewish journalist. We were talking about the films we've both seen of Hamas atrocities, the horrific murders, the beheadings, child rapes, burning of bound mothers and children, all filmed on GoPro cameras and distributed. All right? And we're going to come back and we'll be talking about what they saw and put this in the proper context. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Todd Elbow Show and Civic Media.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from network news, a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will be in. Matt Flynn Direct, now an expanded edition every day, Monday through Friday, 2 until 4. We're joining you now in our new time slot, noon until 2, and Matt Flynn takes over at 2 and takes you through to the 4 o'clock hour. Do not miss history in the making. Matt will bring you the latest. This post from a former soldier, again, I believe he's a general, former general, Mark Hertling, who was talking to a very savvy Jewish journalist yesterday and says that they had this screening in Israel of all atrocities from GoPro cameras, and it was distributed and shown to people. And Hertling says this reporter said that she was shocked. He says, "When I said that I had seen many of these acts before, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, even Russian soldiers, as part of the playbook of intimidation with this message that this is our land and you don't belong. It's a technique from past centuries," he writes. "Many U.S. soldiers live with these kinds of memories. Two haunt me." He said the heads of Shia Imam and his family on spikes placed as a warning. The pelvic bones of a suicide bomber remaining on a car seat. "These images," he writes, "appear in my constant nightmares." IDF targeting of Hamas cells in Gaza will unfortunately result in civilian casualties. That happens when terror groups, quote, "swim among the people," unquote. And when terror groups use innocents as shields. Hamas, the group that uses a doctrinal manual to show how to commit abhorrent crimes, the Israeli government has not done near enough to interrogate and serve the Palestinian people, Hertling writes. But it is Hamas that has used and abused those same innocents to achieve their strategic objective, destroy Israel and kill all Jews. All wars